got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Dr. Stephen Massley is with me today. He is a board-certified and fellow-certified physician and nutritionist, a health researcher, speaker, author, and trained chef. He is the author of The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up, and he's here today to help me do what I like to do, which is debunk conventional wisdom and kill off some myths. And for any of you who have been listening to me over the last few weeks, you will know that I am not a believer in the mythical lipid hypothesis that high fats and cholesterol are the cause of heart disease. And Dr. Massley, I believe, shares some of those opinions. So let's go through some of the myths out there, doctor, if you will, starting with high cholesterol being the cause of heart disease. Please debunk it. Go.
Well, yeah, total cholesterol is really a very bad predictor of heart disease. Because there's many types of cholesterol, and there's good stuff and bad stuff out there. So using cholesterol, I think, is really kind of sad that we've left ourselves with that. But it's been really, you know, it's been a tool for the food industry to come up with new food products, and I think that's supported it along. So number one, total cholesterol really doesn't predict very well at all. Number two, things they hit a lot of foods we shouldn't eat, like eggs or shrimp, because they worsen our cholesterol profile. They don't even raise our cholesterol profile. So I think it's totally okay to eat shrimp. And I like having people add healthy, free-range organic eggs. So
I like to tell my patients, I like to tell my patients to start their day with protein, with two hard-boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. And they always ask, well, what about the yolks, doctor? And I say, well, the yolk is actually where all the nutrients are. And
yeah.
And the businesses that have been created about demonizing egg yolks are amazing. That you go into any restaurant now, and there's a little heart sign next to the egg white only omelet versus a regular egg. It's sad.
But yeah, I do want people to have good organic free range eggs, though. So I think that's important. I think maybe the most important myth is that these procedures that we do in high volumes prevent heart attacks and strokes. So a heart, you know, stent or a bypass surgery can help your symptoms, but
right.
There's almost no data that it's better than most things we do for preventing future heart attacks and strokes. And many people have been kind of coerced or pushed into procedures when they probably didn't need them.
And it will not extend their life like they think it will. It will just take care of their symptoms.
Whereas if
right.
they'd follow what we're recommending, probably you and I, for, you know, eat well, get fit, meet your nutrient needs, it wouldn't be an issue.
Right. So let's go back to cholesterol, because no matter what you and I say, I have a patient come in every day and they want to talk about their cholesterol.
Yes.
And I tell them, I give them a 10-minute speech and they still don't believe me. I tell them to read a million books. They still don't believe me. This has been put into our cultural zeitgeist over the last 40 years. And we're going to have to wait another 10, 20 years for everybody that's alive now to die off so that we can move on and get over this cholesterol theory. It's so stuck.
But what I can do is I can say the number one cause for heart disease is probably your sugar being up. It's prediabetes, metabolic syndrome, however we want to call it. If your blood sugar's up, your body is aging faster, and that's the number one cause of heart attacks and strokes today.
So we are crusting.
That's what
everything
I tend
is
to
crusting.
Do is get them onto what's the real issue.
Move them to the glycohemoglobin. But that's a tough one. That is a tough one to get people to stop eating carbs when they're used to 150 to 300 grams a day. To get them to go to 70 grams.
Yeah, well, they've been going low-fat because we told
right.
them to, but they didn't need to go low-fat. What they really should have done in the beginning is give up all the flour and sugar, and that would have made the biggest difference.
How do you expect them to believe us when we keep telling them the exact opposite every 20 years? They get paralyzed with information.
Yeah, we have so much disinformation, it's incredible. But the good news is there are more and more new studies coming out showing things like saturated fat and fat are irrelevant to heart disease.
right.
that sugar and if your blood, yes, metabolic syndrome, I think that's the plague of our 21st century. Memory loss, diabetes, weight gain, heart disease, they're all related to the
Have you had a chance to read Nina Teicholz's book, Fat the Big Surprise?
I read it actually that almost the week it came out.
So I think she does a great job. It's just it's a very long book, but she totally does the research and tells the entire story of how we got into this mess. So let's move on to another myth.
And our solution out of it is to focus on eating unprocessed real food. We can have more good fat. Saturated fat's probably more neutral. By good fat, I mean nuts and seafood and olive oil and nut oils and things like that. And I think we demonize saturated fat when we shouldn't have. It's kind of neutral. But the key is, to me, you know, clean protein, lots of vegetables, fruit, beans, and nuts. And if we eat those things, we feel awesome. We're trim fit. We're more sexier. Improves our romantic function. There's so many benefits in addition to helping your heart.
So one of your other myths that you mentioned is that if your parents had this disease, you automatically are screwed and it doesn't matter what you do.
Well, thanks for mentioning that because, you know, genetics for a long time, we've overemphasized it. And, you know, it's going from 50%, it's down to only 5 to 10% of things are really genetic because our genes, there's a term, you know, we can change the expression of our genes with our lifestyle. So you could have three different, totally different lifestyles, and your genes will express themselves 90% of the time in three different ways. And most of us don't have a lifestyle anything resembling our parents. Our food is different. Our activity levels are different. Our sleep and stress levels are different. So whether your parents had this or not, no, I think there is an exception. If you have a family history where all sorts of men and women start having heart attacks in their 30s and 40s,
right.
Pay attention. That is a very alarming history. But to hear my mom or dad had a heart attack at 75, well, that really has almost no relevance to whether you and I will have the same.
Right. There are rare metabolic diseases out there, and we've unfortunately extrapolated that disease to scare entire populations.
Yes.
That they're going to have
that
disease.
But when you hear that history, that's the people I really want to reach out to and assess. And clarify, because there usually is a reason why, and there is enough testing that's new available today to determine that and to help them. But for, as I think, 95% of people, it's just kind of, it's noise that's left people confused.
So, doctor, if I have been prescribed a statin, can I go to McDonald's for lunch and dinner, and the statin will neutralize all the crappy food I eat?
Well, no, you can't.
What do you mean?
A statin doesn't do anything about the food. It tells your liver not to make cholesterol. And I think the one benefit for high-risk people, for men who've had a heart attack, I believe statins decrease the inflammation in your artery, but they don't really, the impact on your cholesterol to me is a lot less important. So they've never really been shown in clinical studies to benefit women, but we put millions of women on them. And
millions.
They have a lot of side effects. So, no, you absolutely, yeah, the statins in our clinic, we've looked at this, and statins do not predict the age of your arteries when we first meet you. And if you just take a statin and eat junk, you can grow plaque at 2 to 3 times the normal rate. But here is some good news for people with heart disease. If you do everything right, you exercise, you add the foods I'm talking about, you get trim and fit, and you do those things, and you take a statin, and you have heart disease, it'll help you shrink your plaque. But they don't, they're not wonder drugs, and they...
On that note, I invite everybody to get Dr. Masley's new book, The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up. And Dr. Masley, do you have a website that you could refer people to?
Oh, yes, and I've got some free gifts up there for your listeners as well at hearttuneup.com. So there's tons of free information, cooking videos, other things available to assess your risk.
Thanks for coming on the show. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Don't let anybody do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends.